29 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's the 1st of November 2023, and I promised you that along with some of the best music on the planet, I was going to be introducing you to interesting people on the show today, including a queen. And I have a queen in the studio with me right now. She is the current Miss North Coast KZN, Amy Basson. Welcome to the afternoon show.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm in the presence of royalty, so I'm feeling wonderful. So tell me about this pageant, the North Coast, Miss North Coast KZN. I know very little about it.
I actually also knew very little about pageantry before I did this, surprisingly enough. But Katrine, she's the pageant director. She actually started the first pageant here on the North Coast, but she's directed quite a few here. She has Miss Limpopo as well. And I can't remember all the other names, so please don't quote me on everything. But this is the first one we held this site, and it is a registered pageant, as far as I'm aware, and I am very aware of that. And yeah,
Fascinating stuff. I mean, hello. Can you believe in the middle of our conversation, someone phones, and my phone's on silent, but I can hear it. So let's just get back to this thing. I've known you for a long time because, you know, Palito is kind of a small town, and
yes.
And I've known you as a brilliant academic and a very accomplished, serious student.
Oh yes,
and with an enormous future in some very serious academic subjects, and suddenly you've become a beauty queen. How did this happen?
It was actually very much coincidental. So basically, I was doing a talk at the North Coast Coffee Club, and Katrine was there for her very first coffee club meeting. And she just came up to me afterwards and said that she can very much see me doing this pageant. And I actually initially told her, no, thank you. I am very busy. I have a lot on my plate. And then she then told me her whole concept, the idea. She wanted to show all these beautiful women and girls and that they can fall within any beauty standard, and they're all beautiful no matter how they look and how they feel. It all comes within the inside. It's your heart, it's your mind. And I thought that was such a beautiful concept. And so I thought to myself, well, what's the worst that could happen? I already don't have the title. So let me just try this out, because as Nelson Mandela would say, right, I never lose. I either win or I learn. So I thought this was a really good experience for me to have gained something from it, a platform.
Okay, what have you gained from it?
I gained quite a lot of networking experience. So Mom and Katrine have both shown me how to gain sponsorships, how to connect with people. Also, the girls who partook, there was the sisterhood to it that was really nice. So there was this unity that I didn't see before that, well, I mean, I have seen it before, but not in the scale where you can speak to a stranger, you can smile at a stranger you've never spoken to before, calming one another down just before the pageant, being like, listen, you're stressed, I'm stressed, but we're going to do great no matter what.
So you've developed all of those wonderful things, but are you still going to have this fantastic career as an academic and a scholar 100%. And all of these things? Or has this changed you to the point where you now see that there's a different direction?
Oh, 100%. I'm going to stay in academic because that is the career I want to go into. Definitely. Why else would I be studying a degree for 4 years, right? So I think this is a very nice platform to build and to make network, to use as a networking opportunity. And again, it is a nice way for you to build confidence and to gain skills.
And I can see that you have built your confidence tremendously, which is marvelous. And you're obviously a very strong ambassador for the brand, because here you are looking gorgeous and wearing all the kit and the crown and the sash.
Yes.
What a change. And for the, it's a good change.
Yeah.
I mean, you've really come out of your shell. You're shining. And what I like about it is you actually are a very determined, very strong young woman, because one has sometimes the impression that the beauty queen is a bit of an airhead. I mean, that's, you know, I'm being harsh, but you know, let's be brutally frank. Sometimes in the past, pageants have not really anchored around the qualities that we've been talking about. There have been beauty competitions, yes, in the kind of inverted commas beauty. But so here it is. You're a beauty queen with a difference. What is the message that you would like to share with anyone listening to this thinking, maybe I can do this too?
Well, I want to share that you 100% can do this.
Would you recommend it? Has it been hard work? Has it been the kind of pressure that you possibly don't need in your life?
It's definitely hard work. Is it pressure? No. Because at the end of the day, if it was easy, anyone would do it, right?
So there's pressure.
I wouldn't say it's pressure. I would say it's hard work, but it's for what you want at the end of the day. So,
but there's pressure pageant, because your mother's been standing behind you with a camera the whole way, because she's a professional photographer and she's documented the journey. I bet she's going to produce a book. and I'd be the first to read it, by the way, because it's fascinating. The transition has been amazing.
Honestly, if I would get a book, I would get it written by Kai, who actually does write for a living, right? Mom could like take photos for the cover. but
in seriousness, your parents have been hugely supportive, and I think that's, yes, so important. Yeah. I don't think you could do it if you didn't have that kind of support.
No, 100%. The support system is so important. Even from my friends, it makes such a big difference knowing that they're there to back me up. And to just tell me, oh my goodness, you look fabulous, I love that. Or, can I come with you? I did this cancer walk just last weekend for women. And I wasn't actually intending any of my friends to come with, but we went out the night before and I said, listen, I'm going to have to call this a night early because I'm going to go to the cancer walk tomorrow morning. And Kai said to me, oh, could I come with? I'm like, 100%. I'll pick you up on the way there as well. And it was so fabulous. It's nice to have companionship along the way. You know your friends are always going to be there to support you. You know your friends, your parents especially, will always be there no matter what, because they love you. They have to be there, right?
Well, you hope that's the case.
But I think in the sense of building that support system is very important, even for having a pageant mentor like I did with SA Beauty models like Katrine. It really helped because she kind of nailed the importance of knowing how to talk for yourself, how to reflect on who do you want to be when you win this pageant, or if you win this pageant, what do you want your brand to be? What do you want to use this platform for?
Does it mean
for?
You changed? Have you changed?
No, I don't
who
think
do you
I
want
changed.
To be? Do you not want to be you?
I still want to be me.
But
I think I just want to, reflect who I am inside always. Okay. And I think as I grow, I can't always necessarily show that because I don't always have the tools to show that, right?
But now, where to from here?
There is a national pageant that's coming up next year early.
Are you going to stay on the pageant route for a while?
I mean, yeah, why not? Like, I think it'll be a fun experience and why it's always a good reason to get
dressed
up.
But are you
going to
do academics at the same time?
Oh, yes.
So you're going to do both?
Well, I mean, podcasts, academics, tutoring, yeah, all of it, why not? I can have my cake and eat it.
The true Renaissance woman. Well, it's magnificent to see how you have blossomed and developed a very, very proud product of a Belito, and we're wishing you so much success for the future. If anyone deserves it, you have. I can see you've worked extremely hard, and it shows, and what a wonderful product you've become. So congratulations to you and everyone that has supported you along the way, and we look forward to watching your brilliant career as it soars, because from here the sky's the limit.
Thank you, Dave.
My very special guest, Amy Basson. She is a beauty queen with a purpose, and we're very, very proud to have featured her on the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style. Here are the Pet Shop Boys.